This is Cedric Clute inviting you to step back in time and enjoy your visit to the Kennedy Mine with Tales of the Mother Lode. Miners came from Cornwall and Portugal, Italy and China, Spain and Serbia. There was Pete Bagoya from Austria and Rafael Baldacci, an Italian. There was Niko Stanisic, a Serbian, and William Fessel, who was born in Germany. At its peak mining period, there were more than 390 separate mining claims in Amador County alone. Many of these were one- and two-man operations, but there were also some giants like the Central Eureka and the Old Eureka, the Plymouth and the Keystone and the Argonaut. And then there was also the biggest and deepest and most productive of all the gold mines in North America. It produced more than 24 million in gold, had a vertical depth of more than a mile, and was named the Kennedy. The original mine was located in 1856 by Andrew Kennedy, an Irish immigrant. During its early years, the mine was worked on a small scale, and it wasn't until 1871 that the mine was mechanized using a steam-powered hoist and a 20-stamp mill. By 1898, the north shaft of the mine had reached a depth of 2,400 feet. Then, in 1900, the engineers decided to start another shaft, and a new head frame was built. Its timbers stood taller than a 10-story building, and it was capable of lowering its two skips to a record vertical depth of 5,900 feet. Loaded, the skips weighed in at 5 tons each and moved at 2,000 feet a minute, faster than the Empire State Building's elevators. This is Cedric Clute coming to you from the Kennedy Mine with Tales of the Mother Lode.